We all set?
All set.
All right, we will now call to order the March 13, 2018 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I've reviewed and approved the minutes of February 13, 2018. Do we have any announcements before we start with this morning's agenda?
We do have additional cases that are in compliance.
Which would those be?
Number 602-18-27, Fred L. Bowman.
Okay.
Compliance 3718. Number 14, 02-18-18, Harold Long Jr., compliance 3818. Number 19, 03-18-31, in compliance 3818. Number 21, 03-18-33, J&G Property Group, compliance 3818. Number 24, 03-18-36, 739 Washington, in compliance 3818. And the last one, 26-03-18-38, in compliance 3818.
Impressive. Will those representatives at this morning's proceedings for the City of Daytona Beach please step forward and be sworn?
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. The first case on our agenda is Ava M. Wright and Michael Wright. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing anyone for the respondent. What say the city?
Good morning, Ms. Fakelja. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the respondent has been working on compliance, and they've been working in good faith in his opinion. He's asking that the this case be amended to the next cutoff so that they can complete their work. I tend to Mr. McCoy if you have any factual questions.
Okay, based on the city attorney's presentation, I will amend the current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until April 4, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 2, Chalmer V. and Ann E. Edwards.
State your name.
Ann Edwards. This is my son, Chris.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first.
Okay.
Ms. Fakelja, the inspector in this case is Jerome McCoy, and Mr. McCoy reports that through this case, he's had little contact with the respondents. However, he did hear from them, I think it was, he said, last week and again this morning. But there's been no progress in terms of towards resolving the violations. So he's asking for a $150 day fine to a maximum of $15,000 plus the $250 fee for failure to get a business tax receipt. And attend to Mr. McCoy if you have any factual questions.
Let's hear from the respondent.
We have been working on the property, and we've been have had several. He told me I had to get contractors, and I've had three different contractors to call to come out, and one came and left, and the other two didn't show up and didn't give me any resolution whatsoever. The roofers have not shown up yet. One told me that they had bigger fish to fry. It's not easy in 30 days to get a contractor, you know, to do something like that.
This goes back to October 2017.
Well, we've been working on that, and we have done work, and we didn't get the...
What work has been completed since October 2017?
All the yard work has been done and cleaned up. All the we've done some flooring inside. We've replaced a window. We've done hauled off all the trash that the tenants left in there. We've cleaned. Oh, it was destroyed. The former tenants just completely ripped the place apart, tore out doors, windows, and we're still cleaning out their mess. We had to tear out all the carpet. We had to the floor, the tile in the kitchen. They broke all that ceramic tile up. We had to rip that up. We've done quite a bit of work on it. It's not visible from the outside, which Mr. McCoy has not been inside. But a lot has been done, I can assure you that.
Right. What remains to be done?
It needs a new roof on it, which we have to get a contractor, a roofer for. We do need some the eaves of the house, which would be part of the roof. We have some more flooring to do. I have to put a new front door and front steps on, but and of course the place has to be painted. But it's going to take me a while to get a contractor. They just don't come out, and me paying fines a day is not helping me pay for the house. You know, to get the work done.
All right. Am I to understand they're going to require contractors to do some of this work that's in the violation, notice of violation?
They're telling us, and we're trying to do what we
can. I'm sorry.
Let me get to this. Okay. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Yes, and I'm sure the inspector, this is rental property, and it will require contractors to do. I'm not sure which work, but I'll have to look to the inspector for which work.
It says electrical system hazards. I assume that means an electrician.
It's just had electrical, complete electrical work done on it. I had an electrician a year and a half ago. I mean, completely rewire the house, so it doesn't need electrical work. It's got a new breaker, new outlet box on the outside of the house. All that was just done a year and a half ago.
All right. Let's hear from our inspector.
Good morning, sir. Jerome McCoy, code inspector. My credentials are on file. As far as the electrical work on the inside, I don't know if it's been any electricians or electrical work done on the house because I haven't been provided any invoices on any work that was done prior to me doing the inspection. The work on the outside of the house, I know the chimney is separating from the house, so that's why I required contractor to look into this along with the roof and a lot of the with the roof. I know it's a active leak that was on the inside of the house that was causing the ceiling to have damage on the inside, and the walls, the picture with the air condition, they were it was visible damage. Excuse me, water damage to the walls that was that one there that's causing the walls to bulge out. Good move.
So we're going to be in need of what? A roofing contractor?
Yes.
A general construction contractor? What else?
A general contractor to look at the house. Also, the flooring on the house. I understand Ms. Edwards said that. You know, it was looked into. However, I haven't been called for a reinspection to go inside to inspect, you know, anything on the inside of the house. Yes, I am requiring that the house be looked at by a general contractor and a roofer.
Therefore, okay, sir, you wanted to say something before I cut you off.
I ain't sure what it was now. We're just
talking about the need for contractors to do
work. Right. It just normally we could handle and fix a lot of these things ourselves. Obviously, not the roof and everything. You know, the floor where the leak had happened. You know, the tenant had a window unit in there and let it leak all inside. And you know, we don't know till they're gone and the house is destroyed that you know this is what the damage is. But I mean, those things
sounds
we could fix.
At present?
No, not at all. And we're not trying to rent it out or do anything till it is. I mean, we've even thrown it around to even possibly sell it at this point just to get rid of the mess. But, I mean, we're trying. But, I mean, we're just hitting brick walls with, you know, getting a contractor out there. And now to get fined, you know, because we can't get somebody to show up. I mean, we could have been making headway on it ourselves already and would gladly do so on a lot of these things. It's a rental property, yes, but, I mean, typically somebody in the family used, you know, would normally live in it, but it was just a rental at that point. But, you know, we're just trying to catch up from something that was let go, you know, from people living in it and not bothering to tell anybody, you know, that there was problems. Okay. You know, and they destroyed it as much as they could on the way out. Right. I mean,
am I to understand that you're going to have to get inside the house to ultimately put it into compliance?
That's correct. I haven't been called for a reinspection, so yes, I do have to get inside.
Okay, let me talk to you for a minute. All right, then let's do this. I'm going to continue the imposition of a fine to our April 10, 2018 meeting. And by then, a couple things need to happen. First off, the inspector needs to get inside to conduct his inspection, and it would certainly be helpful if you provided him the documentation regarding the electrical work you recently had done, so we can start dispensing some of the uncertainties here. You are going to have to continue looking for contractors to do some of this work, not necessarily all of it, but some of it for sure. I'm hearing roof, and I'm also hearing some things with regard to the exterior and perhaps the floor that may require a contractor. And what I'm hoping to hear from you by the next meeting, April 10, 2018, is that either you have one or more of these contractors on board, or you're going to give me a laundry list of phone calls you made,
okay,
people you contacted in an effort to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm not insensitive to the fact that it's hard to get contractors to do things, and you can't find roofers, you can't find dock workers, you can't find all kinds of things
right
now. I understand that. And it's not my desire to jam anybody up with fines, but it is my desire to make sure this property is brought into compliance and as quickly as possible. And all this is predicated in the interim on the basis of this house not being utilized, occupied, rented, advertised for rent, or anything.
Right.
Until such time as it's brought into compliance and the exterior maintained
right
as well, so that the outside doesn't run down. So that having been said, let's see if we can kind of, you know, work this out. So I'm going to continue the imposition of a fine to our April 10 meeting. Hopefully between now and then you'll do as much as you can on the house as permitted. You'll give me a report on the status of the contractors, and our inspector will have an opportunity to get inside to do his inspection.
Okay.
Then we will figure out what's what.
All right.
Okay. Failing any of that, bad things are going to happen. So let's just make sure we take care of all those
okay
things.
Okay. I've got a list at of contractors and all that I have called. But
I appreciate that. You know what? I don't mean to be rude. I'm not interested in ancient history.
Right.
I'm interested in what happens from here on out.
Okay.
So my point is, whatever efforts you've put into it so far, and I don't doubt you for a moment, have obviously been fruitless. So my point is, you just have to keep trying.
Okay.
So, and as far as what I'm here to do, you know, you just need to satisfy me that you're doing everything you can to try to get contractors in there to get the job done.
Appreciate it.
And with that, we'll just we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Case number 3, Anthony Reeves.
State your name, please.
Hi, my name is Anthony Maroney with First Place Realty and Property Management.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first.
Mr. McCalder, the inspector in this case is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that he's had no contact since the last meeting from anyone. He knows that the owner is trying to sell. I kind of remember maybe hearing Mr. Maroney say that he was possibly purchasing, I think. But in any sense, I know that the Mr. McCoy reports that they are trying to sell, but they haven't done anything. So the staff is requesting $150 day fine to a maximum of $15,000, with a $250 one-time fee for failing to get the business tax receipt. And I turn to Mr. McCoy if you have any factual questions.
Has the property been cleaned and secured?
It was. It's not now.
Okay. Well, explain to me why it is I'm not imposing a fine.
Okay. It's just the truth. I was here a month ago. We had a buyer. The buyer backed out. Anthony's, before I came along with a buyer, he was cleaning up the place. The people in there haven't paid him in months. He has tried his best to get them out. At least one of them is bad beans. He's scared of them. He has been living on the street. Well, no. I gave him a place that I own to live in at no charge when I'm there. I feel very bad for this guy because he owes only half of what this house is worth. He has nothing. And right now it's in foreclosure. No, excuse me. I don't think they dropped it yet. It's been like 4 months. And he's about to lose his house. And I feel partially responsible because of the fact that I thought I had saved. He was going to get a check and move to Georgia. His health is not 100%. I don't know what all is wrong. But he has not been able to go over there because of the tenants there. Actually, there's four. I don't know how four got. They re-rented the place, subletted and such. But there's one, Bad Beans, and I told Anthony to evict them. Let's evict them. I said, I'll give you the money. He did. He filed the papers. He filed the 3-day notice. That's all he did. And Friday, he was supposed to come to me, and I was going to give him the money to evict. I don't know what happened Friday, and we just didn't hook up. He needs to evict that person so he can. He feels fear to go on this property. He has no money. He works. He works odd jobs. He used to be a roofer and such. Hard worker. And I don't want to see him lose his home because he has nothing. And there's equity in this property. So I'm here to plead the court. Not a good word, maybe. I want to help him to get this Bad Beans out of there. And I had done something when we left here last time, a month ago. Jerome was nice enough to come over again with another what's wrong with the place, and there's a few things that are electric on there. So Anthony and I went around the corner to the guy, probably about 80, I forget his name now. He used to work for the Lloyd family that I knew for years. Sorry, a little too much information here. And he's scheduled to come and help, and I'll pay him to do the electric. The cleanup, that's easy. I own a small property management company, and we can do that. But nothing's done, and it's terrible. The buyers stepped out. And that's exactly what happened. If you have any questions, I'm not thinking clearly. I apologize.
So this property's occupied.
Yes.
We have multiple tenants in it.
Yes.
And you're telling me the tenants are part of the problem?
Well, they were all the whole problem because he has fear, and he can't get them out. And
he started eviction proceedings, then he dropped the ball.
Friday, I should have came and paid for that because I don't know what happened Friday. I can't speak to Friday. I'm sorry. He should get in there today, and I'll give him the money to evict.
Okay. What does our inspector know about any of this as far as the occupants, the tenants, or what the unit looks like, or who's doing what? Whether there's any credence to what I'm hearing here.
Well, when I got contacted by Mr. Maroney last week, and I went out and I gave him, because he asked me about a notice of what was wrong with the place. So I provided him with a notice of violation along with Mr. Anthony that was there. And from me looking at the place, because I haven't been called for a reinspection, but from looking at the place from the outside, I can't see anything that was done besides the grass that was cut. As far as the outside, the paint, the protective treatment, the painting, and it's nothing been done. The roof, I still see the damaged portions of the roof on the rear structure. Like I said, I can't see anything that's been done to the place, and I don't know what's going on inside of the place. So,
do we know anything about these tenants?
I do know something about some tenants that's in there. When the case first came to me, it was complaint driven from a tenant that was there. However, that tenant was evicted, but there was tenants that was in the front property that I wasn't aware of, because the case was on the rear structure. It was some police activity that was that the owner called for the police to, I guess it was a tenant owner dispute. Don't know how that, you know, came out, but I from his words, they're still in there. I haven't met any one of them besides the first time that I've been out, so I don't know whether they're in or out. I just don't know that.
May I say something?
Sure.
The tenants have
thank you, sir.
The electric, they broke into it. The water, they broke into it multiple times. They have water and electric. I'm not sure how. And certainly not being paid for. And but there's only one thing that could be done. They have to be evicted. Anthony, I don't know if it's fear for his life or what,
okay,
but
right,
he won't go there.
All right, hang on a second here. Okay, yeah. The only thing you're saying that's of any significance to me,
yes,
is you're telling me there are tenants that are occupying the building. They're somehow precluding or prohibiting you from getting in there and doing what you need to do in order to bring it into compliance. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
But then you also told me that they started on getting the tenants out, then we all kind of dropped the ball.
Yes.
Okay, so here's your options. You're either getting the tenants out and you're bringing the property into compliance, or you're getting fined, or I'm sorry, not you, Mr. Reeves is getting fined the sum of $150 a day until that fine reaches $15,000. It's column A or column B. So I, once again, am going to continue the disposition of this fine till the next meeting. And if we have made no progress on getting the tenants out of there, and we have made no progress on at least getting started, once the tenants are out, on this list of things to do, then I'm just going to go ahead and impose the fine.
Fair enough.
This log jam is going to have to break somewhere. So
yeah.
Please get together with Mr. Reeves, and if you're going to tell me the tenants are the problem, then you'd better convince me you've moved mountains to make sure the tenants are no longer the problem, because the tenants you do control, or at least the tenants' presence on Mr. Reeves' property, you ultimately control.
Yeah.
So you've got until. So I'm going to order this matter be continued to our April 10, 2018 meeting. And at that point, I will reconsider the matter of the imposition of the fine. And if we find ourselves in the same boat we're in right now, I'm not going to kick this can down the road indefinitely. At that point in time, I'll just impose the fine and be done with it. Because maybe Mr. Reeves can't do a whole lot, but he can at least take what actions are necessary to get the tenants out.
Yeah.
And you're representing to me the tenants are the issue.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. So I'll see y'all. I'll see you April 10th or Mr. Reeves. And if nobody shows up, then I'll be imposing a fine. If we haven't made it, if the tenants are still there, then we're going to have a problem. If you convince me someone's moved mountains to get the tenants out, and it's just a matter of time, then I'll hear it. But hopefully the tenants will be out and you'll have gotten started on this work. And I'll tell you one thing I'm not going to be interested in is that we've got a sale pending.
Yeah.
We've got a prospective purchaser.
Sure.
Somebody's interested. We've got a closing scheduled tomorrow. I don't care.
Of course.
I want to hear about compliance. or it'll just be, at that point, it'll be a matter of imposition of a fine.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 4, Terry Tehiram Sitaram and BBN Sitaram.
State your names, please.
I'm Nanda Ali. That's what I'm going by now. I'm divorced.
Okay, so it's BB Ali.
And
Edwin Vasquez.
That's right. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first.
Mr. Kelger, the inspector in this case is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that up until the day he's had no contact, but he spoke with him this morning, and our intent this morning was to request a fine of $200 a day to a maximum of $15,000. However, in speaking to him, there has been a problem, and maybe he's had contact initially, but there has been this problem with the title of the property and ownership. And so they have a problem pulling the they've taken care of the storage or the vehicles they were taking care of, but they have a problem pulling permits for the dilapidated roof because of title issues that they are trying to resolve, or at least that's the understanding. Mr. Stinson expects them to report to you this morning, and with that understanding, he's willing to give them an additional time if that's something that you find a desire to do. He's willing to amend to the next cutoff, but wanted to hear whatever they're presenting this morning. And I'll attend to Mr. Stinson for any other further factual questions, but that's his understanding as of this morning.
Okay, Mr. Stinson, what's your understanding of these issues that are holding us up?
Good morning. John Stinson, code inspector with the city. The outside storage of junk and debris has been corrected. The junk vehicles have been removed. The failure to obtain the business tax receipt and the rental licensing and the roof, those are going to require, the roof requires a contractor. However, she cannot move forward until the property is completely in her name, which is going to be required when she gets the permits and the contractors and any other work she's going to have to do. So she's still in the process of trying to get that property in her name, and she'll explain that portion. But until she gets the property in her name, she can't really move forward with the permits for the roof and the rental and occupational license.
Okay, thank you. Is it Ms. Alley?
Yes.
All right. What's the issue with the title?
With the renter's license, so I came here and I paid and everything for it, but I just can't get it because I can't correct the problem.
What's the problem?
What happened is that my ex-husband, he was supposed to sign over a quick deed to me in order to get the property title in my name. He's refusing to do that. Right now he's in contempt with the court. So I went and I hired another attorney to take care of that problem for me. I just did. So hopefully she can help me to get this rectified, the new attorney that I hired, because he's just been uncompliant with the court to do what he was told to do. So I can't really do anything. I've had contractor came out there. I have to estimate for the roof. I'm replacing the whole roof. But I can't do anything right now because he's actually stopping me from doing what I'm supposed to do. So hiring this new attorney, hopefully I can move forward and try to get something done.
Okay. Is this property occupied at present?
When I got it, yes, someone was in the front. It's two unit. The back was empty. It is how I got it. So.
Okay. And do you already have a divorce decree?
Yes.
And the divorce decree says you're supposed to have title to the property?
Yes. It's in, I have it here.
I'll take your word for it.
Pardon me?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
So you have a divorce decree that says title is supposed to be in your name.
Right. But because he's refusing to sign the quick deed, it's affecting me from getting what I need to get done. It's that simple. And it's for all the primary home. It's for everything. He's just not doing it.
Well, the only reason I'm hemming and hawing here is because I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before you actually get before a court so an order can be entered, because the city, as it often does, is hoping this can be done by the next cutoff. And me being a practicing attorney, my experience is hearings don't happen that quickly. So have you gotten any indication as to when your attorney hopes to get you before a judge so perhaps she can enter an order stating that the property, because if your husband's going to be uncooperative, he may or may not sign a quit claim deed, but the judge may very well enter an order stating that her order is just as good as a deed.
Well,
that's the way that works sometimes.
Right.
I'm not an expert in this area.
I know.
So my question is, do you have any idea when you expect to be in front of a judge?
No, because I just retained her. After I came here, this is what happened. After I came here, they were told me that he called here, you know, and I don't know what he did. I said, I need an attorney at this point because, really, I just went to seek an attorney and explain my situation to her. So I haven't talked back to her yet. I have to make an appointment to see what her plan is and how fast she can get this done, because right now I'm just having her doing everything.
All right, well, I'm pretty well satisfied based on what the city's reported as well as what you've had to say, that you've done what you can. I'll go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until the next cutoff, which would be April 4, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day. All I can suggest is you might want to just notify the city attorney as to what progress you're making on the court side, because the city may or may not choose to put this on the agenda depending on where you stand, but I'll leave that up to them.
Okay?
Okay. So keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Follow through on it. Get it done. Get your order.
Okay.
And then we'll bring it into compliance, and if it's going to require a little bit more time, just as long as you've done all the stuff you've told us you were going
trying.
To do, I understand, then we'll work with you.
Okay. All Thank right. you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. All right, case number 19.
He's not on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Whaley.
Yes.
Okay, is he on the agenda at all?
He is not on the agenda at all.
Okay.
The only thing you have would be the minutes from the last meeting.
All right.
My apologies.
No problem.
I miss moving you forward.
Okay, action to be taken.
My bad. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, we were supposed to have an inspection of the interior, continued the imposition of the fine, didn't want to continue the case until April 4 since the interior inspection has not been completed and the nature of the repairs are not known. Have we had our interior inspection? Let's hear from Mr. Stinson.
John Stinson, code inspector with the city. Yes, I have had the opportunity shortly after the last hearing to inspect the interior. As he stated, it's not done yet. He does still have quite a bit of work to do on the interior and the exterior. However, there is progress being made, and we are satisfied with the progress. However, he still has he's still got a lot of work to do. So we would like to amend this to the April cutoff to where he should be completely done.
Okay. What say Mr. Whaley to that?
That's what where our plans are to be, try to be completed by the 10th of April.
No, it's April 4th.
4th, okay.
April 4th is the cutoff. April 10th is the meeting date.
Okay, April 4th, okay.
All right, then I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until April 4, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, we may be nearing the finish line. So if we get close to April 4th and some and things are happening, let your inspector know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Now we will return to case 5 is in compliance. Case 6 is in compliance. Case 7, Budget Builders Wholesale Lumber Company, here for the imposition of a fine. What say the city?
The inspector is John Stinson. I'll tend to Mr. Stinson. I know his request is for an amendment. I'm not quite sure that to amend to the next cutoff. I don't have clear notes on that. Mr. Stinson.
Good morning again. John Stinson, code inspector. My qualifications are on file. The city is asking for $100 per day because he failed to pass his actual rental inspection. He has obtained a business tax receipt, which he paid for, but he has failed the rental inspection itself. He's been having difficulty getting back with the property owner to get re-inspections and to get the issues corrected. So the city's asking for $100 per day to be capped at $15,000.
And when would that commence? March 8th?
Yes, sir.
It's supposed to be in compliance by March 7th.
The compliance date was March 7th. That's correct.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I find that the respondent is still in noncompliance. And with that, fine the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing March 8, 2018. And that fine will continue to accrue each day thereafter until the property is brought into compliance, or the amount of that fine will continue to accrue each day thereafter until the property has been brought into compliance or the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 8 is in compliance. Case number 9 is in compliance. Case number 10 is in compliance. Case number 11 is in compliance. Case number 12, Delbert D. Gale and Carrie Ann Gale. Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
The inspector, Mr. Kelton, Inspector Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for a fine of $200 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
How much?
$200 per day to a maximum of $10,000. I tender Mr. Alderman for any additional information.
Site appearance standards, structural appearance standards, off-street parking, junk vehicles. It sounds like all stuff that could be pretty readily resolved. Any idea what the problem is with the respondent?
No, sir. Good morning, Mr. Fekelja. My name is Steve Alderman, Neighborhood Services Inspector. My credentials are on file. Mr. Delbert was told very specifically that he needed to get three items done. The firewood is removed, the old green trailer is removed, but the boom truck has been moved forward to the length of the boom truck, still hooked up to Shane, and I checked it this morning. Also, as far as verbal communication, he talked to me or left messages last Thursday, called him back on Friday, left a message telling him that I hoped he was in compliance and I'd be out there to check, and that's as close as it got. Close.
$200 a day. Have we been aggravated by Mr. Gale?
Only for the time.
Pardon?
Only the time it's taken to get it done.
Pardon? All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent is still in noncompliance, and we'll fine the respondent the sum of $200 per day commencing March 8, 2018, with the fine continuing, the amount of the fine continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $10,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 13 is in compliance. Case number 14 is in compliance. Case number 15, Carolyn Ricaney. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Mr. Vakelja, this is before you for, what was it before you for? Oh, okay. This was the case with the short sale. The inspector is Juan Davis. I've been informed that Ms. Davis is ill today. She has several cases on the agenda, but she was unable to be here for this meeting. And I really don't have any information as far as an update. Okay, I'm being told by Ms. Hampton she has an update. So if I could take a moment to speak with Ms. Hampton, I can at least give you that update. Okay. That's right. And you told me that. Okay. So our circumstance is, I was informed and reminded by Ms. Hampton, is that, as you may recall with Ms. Ricaney, she was trying to do the short sale. The short sale fell through. The foreclosure went through. The certificate of title has been reissued. It's been returned back to Fannie Mae. So we're asking to dismiss this because we are, we're not able to find Fannie Mae, and they're not a current owner and possessor of the property. So at this point, this case really is we're unable to resolve this any further.
All right. Well, based on the city's report, it would appear that the respondent's no longer the owner of the property, consequently unable to bring it into compliance, whether we'd like her to or not. So that having been said, I will go ahead and dismiss case number SMG08-17-69 with regard to Ms. Carolyn Ricaney. All right. Case number 16, Carolyn R. Frazier. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Again, Mr. Vakelja, this is a case where the inspector is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis is not present. The last communication I have from her is a notification that she was seeking to amend to the next cutoff on this case. And that's it, that she wanted to amend it to the next cutoff. So that's our request.
All right. Based on the city attorney's presentation, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until April 4, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 17, Clarence and Ursula Singletary. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
I think that was announced in compliance. Mr. Vakelja, or I guess may not have been announced, but it is in compliance. Okay. And I don't know if the you have a compliance date.
3/5/2018.
Very good. That brings us up to our new cases. Case number 18, Teresa K. Guest Trustee.
Which is also in compliance. 3/5/2018.
All right. Case number 19 we have in compliance. Case number 20, Christine Ziegler. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
The inspector in this case is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis indicates from my previous contact with her that she's had no contact with the owner, and she's asking for finding of noncompliance next cutoff to come into compliance. I think.
Can I rely on you telling me what an inspector who's not here would testify to for the purpose of ultimately finding somebody in noncompliance? Can I do that? I guess technically, you're right. You're not the special magistrate's counsel, are you?
No.
You're the attorney for the city.
Yes. Okay. And so I'm representing.
I guess I'm on my own as far as my legal opinions go. I guess I'm on my own as far as my legal opinions are concerned.
Well, that's kind of a balance thing, I guess. It's more the status of similar to a judge who would ask counsel for, their their interpretation or understanding of the law. So it's appropriate for me to be able to at least give you my thoughts, my legal thoughts. And, I guess that would be a little concerning. I can have an inspector who has been informed of the same. It's just by her written note, so it would be a hearsay testimony, which you shouldn't rely solely on hearsay testimony. But in this situation, it's uncontested testimony of the issue of whether or not the property has been brought into compliance. The perspective of the supervisor is that we're sufficient to ask that you amend this or continue it to the next meeting. So I'm okay with that request.
Has anybody else here inspected this property at all?
I believe the answer is no. And so I'll modify our request that we continue it to the next meeting.
Hang on a second. I'm still thinking. I'm a little uncomfortable with doing that. Ms. Davis is the inspector for cases 22, 23, and 25, which are the only three cases we still have.
Yes.
We have any inspectors here I don't care if they testify. I just care if they're at least available to testify if need be.
I don't know the answer.
Go home with the comfort of knowing they were in the room when I found somebody in noncompliance.
Well, Ms. Verkelcher, the desire of the department head, division head was Mr. Sykes, was initially that they all be continued, and I think that's probably a better request than a request for a finding at this point. They were cases that were specifically inspected by Ms. Davis, and she unexpectedly was unable to be here today.
Now, having commented on that slippery slope, I've already violated it, have I not?
I believe we have.
All right, let's go. We're moving forward.
It was only with the one with Ms. Riccani, and we had much past testimony on that. Only with Ms. Riccani was the past, and we had a past history and an update of the record on that.
No, I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about, didn't we just do case 20?
No, we have not.
Or is that what we're on now?
That's the one we're on now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about the previous one. We have minutes. We have a record for that. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and continue cases 20, 22, 23, and 25 to the next meeting when Ms. Davis can be available, or if she's not available, somebody else can be available to provide testimony to the effect that the respondent is in noncompliance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Does that conclude the agenda?
Yes.
Yes, sir, it does.
Pardon?
I say yes, sir, it does.
Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
No, sir.
No, sir.
What's with all the compliances? Give me some hope. Tell me that that new process by which we're actually foreclosing on liens is having an effect out there in the street. Maybe that's just wishful thinking.
I just think it's the team, Mr. Vecalcio. I think it's a tough team that makes sure things happen.
Well, I don't doubt that for a moment. I'm just hoping at some point in time the city's attorneys are actually going to start kicking some butt for you so that to lighten your load even more so that we're not just an empty glove.
Yeah, I think that part's working too.
Pardon?
I think that part's working also.
I thought we added another paper where we just recently either foreclosed or settled on a foreclosure. Good.
Okay. Good. And they even have Ms. Hampton helping in that aspect over at City Hall. So
great.
It's an interesting team, both at legal as well as in code, to get these things going.
I'm looking forward to the city staying with it. And I'm hoping at some point you guys are going to start telling me that you're seeing the effects out there in the field. All right. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.